The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and are not those of Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements of any radio show programs or products mentioned on air, on our website, social media accounts and marketing materials. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.
Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Soronto.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are very important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. The Songwriter Show is broadcast live on number one ranked Pesmo Radio and has listeners in all 206 countries in the world and every state in America. The station is also licensed with ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and Sound Exchange, and has partnerships throughout the music industry, including iHeartRadio and exposure to over 300 million listeners. Tonight's guest is Wallace. Wallace is an American singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist. She's gained worldwide recognition at 15 years old when she released her first song, Lonely Christmas, on December 3rd, 2020. Uploaded to YouTube with a music video shot on her father's iPhone, Lonely Christmas quickly went viral, amassing over 1 million views in 18 days. Lonely Christmas became a hit on Reddit, garnering over 15,000 upvotes and making it to the top of Reddit's What's Hot page. Wallace has made TV appearances nationwide, was playlisted on NPR's New Music Friday, included in Paste Magazine's Holiday Sampler, featured on Today.com, shared by Ellen DeGeneres on social media, and has been covered by dozens of news and media outlets around the world. Lonely Christmas was played on dozens of terrestrial and streaming radio stations across the U.S. and Europe.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Wallace. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, you're welcome. We're excited to have you on our show.
How have you been?
I'm surviving. How are you doing? Are you in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I'm in Philadelphia. I'm doing pretty well here.
How is COVID and the lack of live shows and the virus kind of treating you out there?
Well, you know, COVID and isolation, sometimes it's hard, as I'm sure it is for anyone, but I'm definitely missing some live shows, but I'm hopeful for the future and I'm sure we'll be back soon enough.
Yeah, it's a time to keep chugging away, doing what we're doing. I don't know about you, but I just keep trying to get better with songwriter lessons and vocals and all these things I'm working on. So it's kind of a nice reprieve, but that's basically all we can do, right?
Yeah, I mean, not having live shows gives us opportunities to explore other things like songwriting. So there are perks to everything.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your songwriting process. Like, how do you get started? Do you have someone help you? Do you collaborate? Do you start with lyrics, piano, melody? Like, what's your vibe?
Typically, I start writing songs with the piano. Sometimes I'll have a lyric idea or a general melody idea that I want to expand upon, but usually I just sit at the piano whenever I'm feeling inspired or I'm in the mood to write, and I just pull out my phone and I, you know, turn on a voice memo, and then I just play whatever is on my heart and whatever, you know, whatever comes out. And then I re-listen to those voice memos and I tweak from there. And sometimes I'll bring it to my dad. My dad and I write together, and he often starts at the piano as well, sometimes the guitar. And typically we start with the music, but once in a while we'll get a lyric idea, and then together we'll just expand upon that.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. How old were you when you got started in the realm of music and piano and just this road?
Well, growing up, my parents had a lot of friends who were musicians, so I constantly was surrounded by very talented musical people that just were coming in and out of my household. They would bring their guitars and leave their drum set at my house for days on end, and we would just, you know, enjoy their company while also having jam sessions in my living room. And they would show me all sorts of new music, and I would get exposed to all these different musical experiences because of them. And that really fueled my original love for music. And then as I started getting older, I took some piano lessons as a young child. And then I stopped for a bit, and then I got more into dance and musical theater and those types of performance. And then I did some local cabarets, and I just did anything that I had the opportunity to do. So, you know, if I could get a guitar lesson, I would sign up for that. If I could audition just for any local shows or, you know, whatever opportunities I could get, I would try to jump on those. And it has led me here. And now I'm writing music on my own and with my dad. And then we like to incorporate my sisters as well, who sing a lot of harmonies on our songs currently.
That's great. Yeah, that's awesome. Are your sisters younger than you or older than you?
My sisters are younger than me. My youngest sister is Soleil. She is 10 years old. And then my middle sister, her name is Marin, and she's 13. And then I'm 16.
Wow. Good for you. You know what? I think that's a great story, and I love it when families stick together. I'm an 80s child, and when I grew up, it was like if you told someone you wanted to be a musician or make music, they looked at you like, what's wrong with you? Like, why would you do that? You know, so I think that's wonderful to be in a supportive family and to be able to do it with some of your family members. I just think that's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm really, really lucky. I mean, people tell me stories like that all the time. And I feel like this day and age, it's gotten more accepting of all different career paths. So I feel lucky that I've gotten the opportunity to jump on this and that I know that this is my passion at a young age, because it gives me hope for this potentially becoming my full-time career as an adult as well.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, having listened to some of your stuff, I think it will become your full-time career.
Thank you.
So I think that's great. Yeah, keep doing it. And you know what? If you are true to yourself and you just keep trying to get better and you're humble and you work hard, I mean, you can definitely make it. It's all up to you. And we all know how the world works, and we all know that if each of us had a couple million dollars to put behind a single, it'd be very different, but you got it. I believe in you.
Thank you. That was so nice. I feel like my hopes are lifted from that.
Good. They should be, yeah. So how do you decide in your songwriting process, right? I'm sure you write pretty regularly, whether it's daily or monthly, but how do you decide if a song you just wrote is going to make it to the CD? You know, if you're going to release it, if you're gonna sing it, if you're gonna go for it?
I feel like usually it's a general feeling. Like, I start to gain a feeling when a song feels like it's getting closer to completion. I feel like that's the biggest thing, because I feel like anything that I write, I'm like, okay, we could take this somewhere. It just is about how we build it. And the thing about songwriting is there are so many options. You can suddenly change a chord progression in the middle of the song. You can add different instrumentation. You can add different harmonies. You can, you know, it's just, there's so many options, and it's an endless void of different sound effects and different,
sure,
you know, instruments and voicings and all those types of things. So it's like,
yeah,
I feel like that is sometimes where I get lost and excited at the same time in the songwriting process. But typically when I have a chord progression that I really connect to, that makes it easier for me to build upon that. Also, I love bringing it to my dad because we work together. And, you know, if we're both excited about something, that's usually when we're like, okay, we can use this and we can work together to, you know, get this to where we want it to be. And once it gets closer to those final stages, or even like middle ground, when we can see that it has a clear path, that's usually when,
yeah,
we decide it, you know, it's got a chance.
Yeah, that's cool. What advice would you give someone, whether they were a teenager or 80 years old, wanting to pursue this path?
Well, growing up, there was this quote on a wall that I saw one time, and it has really stuck with me. And the quote was, "Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard." And I try to remember that all the time because, you know, in the music world, there are so many talented people. And I mean, of course, you can use those people as your influences. And even if you are not where you want to be, if you work hard for something and you're passionate about it, you can get to where you want to be. It's just about finding that passion and drive and motivation. And also find people that support you. I feel like that's another really big thing in my music, because sometimes I have a hard time with anxiety or doubting myself with certain songs. And I feel really lucky that I have family members that I can go to who will support me, and friends that I can, you know, show my song to, and I can talk to them if I just need a little bit of advice or encouragement in my music career. So I feel like the biggest thing is believe in yourself, work hard for what you're passionate about. And if you can find supportive people, then, you know, you're golden.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think it's huge to have that support, because you're going to have ups and downs. There's just no way that you're going to be able to avoid that. Mm-hmm. And you just got, you know, it's almost like two steps forward, one step back, sometimes three steps backward, two forward, and you just got to keep going.
Definitely.
Yeah. I was going to ask you what you were like in high school, but I don't know your exact age, but I imagine you're still in high school.
Yes, I am still in high school.
Okay. So instead of asking you what you were like in high school, what are you like in high school now, I guess, is my question.
That is a very difficult question to answer. What am I like? What am I like? My dad's sitting in the room with me. Am I allowed to ask him what I'm like, Dad?
Yeah, go ahead. Sure. Or I'm sure if you ask your sisters, they'll have a ready answer for you, but.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. They're upstairs right now, but Dad, would you care to tell him what I'm like?
I mean, you're an old soul. You've always been an old soul since you were a child, and so you don't often engage in sort of the typical high school drama that goes on. You've always sort of floated above that. But, you know,
Thank you.
Meantime, you're also still in high school, so I think, you know, you're still learning who you are yourself.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I feel like, especially doing these types of interviews, people always ask me questions that I don't always know how to answer. And I feel like I'm still working on my interviewing abilities. And, you know, sometimes I do get really nervous depending on what the interview will entail. Is that entail? I'm also working on my vocabulary.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm growing and I'm learning new things every day. And I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to conduct myself and how I'm, you know, I'm just learning every day, and I'm trying to figure it out. I would love to know what I'm like in high school. That's the question I'm trying to figure out every day.
Yeah. I'm an old soul too, so I'll give you a little advice. Just be yourself when you interview. The biggest mistake I've seen is where people, I get where people have these images they create. You know, they're a
yeah.
quiet person, but they're like a rebel on stage. And I get that. But at the end of the day, if you're not lying and you're just being yourself, you don't ever have to like get ready for an interview, because you could just walk off the street and just answer honestly. And that's kind of where I see you fitting in with your fans and continuing to grow. In a way, you remind me a lot of Billie Eilish. So I would encourage you to just be yourself. And you know what? We all mess up interview questions. We all say things like, whoops,
yeah,
you know, I didn't mean to say that. That's part of life. And if you own it and you're honest, who cares? I don't think any of us are trying to offend anybody.
So true. Yeah, my sister Soleil, I would love that you said that. She loves Billie Eilish. But yeah, no, and now when I watch interviews of teenagers or like musicians who are now very famous, I notice those little imperfections. And I'm like, you know, it just goes to show that we are all humans and interviews are not always perfect. And I'm just trying to. And like when I watch my first interviews, I mean, I only started interviewing just about this year and a little bit of last year in December. And I watched my very first interviews and, you know, I'm very smiley and I'm, but I think I've changed my mindset about interviews. Now I'm like, I'm not you know, I'm not like trying to get hired. They want to hear what I have to say. And so now I'm just trying to treat it like I'm just talking to one of my friends, you know, because that's who I am, not this person who's like trying to get hired for a job, you know?
Yeah, I get it. And that's, isn't that the beauty of a music career? Is mm-hmm. a lot of people put this pressure on them that I got to tour internationally and I got to make millions or sell millions or stream.
Right.
But if you're just doing what you love doing, I mean, how cool is it that we have this job where we get to like be on a show or, you know, make music and, you know, it's just a cool, it's an adventure and it's something
yeah.
that most people would kill to do and they don't know how to play the piano or they don't even know what a chord progression is and you do.
Right.
So I think sometimes you just got to take a step back and realize we're all hard on ourselves, but just mm-hmm. it's part of your journey. This is part of your story.
Totally. This you are providing me with such good advice today. I'm gonna leave this.
Oh, wait a minute. It was supposed to be the other way around. So tell us about the funniest mistake that you've made, either in a live show or just anywhere. Could be social media that you would care to admit to and confess on the show.
Well, I feel like I'm, again, still figuring out social media. So I feel like even when I look back at something that I posted a couple months ago, I'm like, oh, that's a little embarrassing. But you know what? I'm a teenager and I'm, again, trying to do my best to forgive myself. But I don't know. I'm trying to think. This wasn't a mistake that I made, and I'm going to call out my dad in a respectful way. But when we put out the song Lonely Christmas, the cover art that we put for Spotify, my dad had taken a screenshot of a video that we filmed on my dad's iPhone. And on the screenshot, there was like a little highlighter streak from, you know, like the markup button that you can press when you screenshot something, how you can like...
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So anyway, there was like a little highlight streak that he made with his finger, like when he was cropping the photo on accident. And then he like sent that in. And so anyway, once the song was up on Spotify, I looked at the song and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Like it's my first song on Spotify. And then I looked at the picture and I was like, Dad, there is a highlighter streak from the screenshot on the cover art. And then he was like, oh, and then we were like, what?
It was not outsourced. It was not professional graphic design.
No, it was not. It was literally a screenshot yeah. off of his phone from a video that he filmed on his iPhone with highlighter streaks on it. And I was like, what is this? How did I not see this before it was submitted? Like, it was just, you know, but we were laughing about it. And
when you think about it, when we put it up on YouTube, we had no idea it was going to take off.
No, we had
like
no
that.
Idea.
So suddenly we had to get something on Spotify and they needed cover art. And like, that's the best I could do like overnight.
And my friends were like, do you know there's like a little streak of highlighter on there? I was like,
Well, listen, you got to come up with a cool story. You're an artist and you put that there to symbolize the sun or some, you know, make something up.
I was like, this was an artistic choice. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So you remind me a little bit of myself in that this is my eighth year doing this. I try to put out a new song, video, book, poem every single month. And my very first one 8 years ago, I must have spent, I kid you not, probably like 500 hours on the music video. And every little thing like bothered me. And I was in Final Cut yeah. editing. And fast forward like 8 years later, sometimes a music video takes me like 10 minutes to make. So
yeah, yeah.
it's just, you're going to go through this process where, and I actually had someone on one of my bigger songs. Someone was like, listen, you should have spent more time on this video, but you don't know which song is going to do well and which isn't.
Yeah.
So it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, no, you really never know. And then it comes out of the blue and you're like, well, all right, we're going to roll with this now, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, tell us a little bit about this song that we're going to hear now. What do you want us to take from it? What inspired it? Tell us about it.
Okay, so this song, it's called Another Day. I worked on it with my sisters and my dad. So in the song, when you're listening, you will hear me singing the main vocals, and then my sisters are singing harmonies throughout the entire song. And this song sort of travels through different sections, I suppose. It sort of has different elements from different genres of music that we really enjoy. And you can hear in the beginning, it sort of has a eerier dystopian sound. It sort of has a little bit of like a robotic effect in the background of the intro. And it's a very long intro. And then eventually the song sort of switches and the beat kicks in. And then after that little section, it goes into a little bit more of like, I compare it to the Bee Gees a little bit because it reminds me of some of the harmonies that the Bee Gees have since I'm singing with my sisters. And also we happen to record in a room that the Bee Gees recorded in. So anyway, that's, I can talk more about that in a second, but anyway, and then after that sort of harmony Bee Gees section, it goes into a bass section and then it builds up and then there are horns at the end and some piano and then it sounds a bit more jazzy. And then I have a very brief Spanish rap section that is hidden in the back and then it closes out with my sisters and I singing in harmony again. So it sort of travels through these different sections and genres. And that was heavily influenced by our influences, like my family, the music that we all like. And I think that is, you know, something that my dad and I really enjoy doing is like blending genres together. Anyway, the song is about sort of these daily anxiety and intrusive thought type spirals that I go through. And you can hear that in the verses and in the lyrics in the verse. And then the chorus, it has a little line that says, I'm dancing through another day. And that is sort of trying to reflect that though there's so much going on in the world, I can choose to have an optimistic view and I can choose to remind myself that I have everything I need and more, and I can choose to dance through the day and I can, you know, remind myself to look through those optimistic lenses. And, you know, because I have people by my side and I've got everything I need. And so that's what, it's kind of like a dancey song, but with a little bit of an edge in the parts where I'm talking about, you know, those difficulties. But like anyone, you know, we all have difficulties, but if we can see the positive and we can choose to dance the day, then it makes, you know, real life much better.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's really cool. All right. Tell you what, let's check it out and then we'll come back and talk. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, everybody, check this out. Let us know what you think. Here we go.
When your life is full of danger and you're feeling like a stranger, when you say goodbye to someone, whoa, I remember I've got some
pennies in my pocket, got holes in my pants, white shoes, denim blues, I just wanna dance. Pennies in my pocket, got holes in my pants, white shoes, denim blues, I just wanna dance. I'm spinning on this axis, paying taxes, taking classes, I stare into the blackness through rose-colored glasses. I'm dancing through another day, clear eyes synthesize with my heart is full. We're not being educated, it's intentional. The internet scares me to death, don't want no mind control. I'm dancing through another day, clear eyes synthesize with my heart is full.
Wallace, that was a really cool song. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you so much for listening.
It's very cool. I'm sure our listeners are buzzing about it. So, what is the funnest thing that you do on weekends?
Oh, that's a good question. The funnest thing that I do on weekends, I really love hanging out with my camp friends. They're my best friends in the whole world. Since I lived with them in a tent for 2 months, it's quite a bonding experience when you live in the woods with people with no phones. but whenever I get to see them, that's really, really a great time.
That's awesome. Okay. Do you have any new music or videos or anything coming out in the next couple of months you want to share?
Yes, the official Another Day music video will be coming out soon. And I also have two more songs in the works that are going to be put out soon. One of them is called Army. And then the other one is a cover of an old song by The Cult, and it's called Wildflower.
Cool. That sounds like a cool song.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah, I'm picturing 70s. I'm picturing... So, okay, cool. How do you get people to take you seriously as a musician?
I think I just do my best to... Well, first of all, I feel like if I put my best foot forward and I speak to them with respect and I show that I respect them and I, you know, just talk to them like a human, I think they can usually see that I am just as capable as they are usually. So I feel like really that's the way. I mean, if most people, if they're going to respect you, if they are a respectful person, they will respect you anyway. But, you know, I'm still making my mark as a musician, so.
Yeah, and some people are not going to respect you for whatever reason, because they have a problem with age or gender or whatever. And you know what? You just got to move on. You're not going to impress everybody. And sometimes people have their own problems and it has nothing to do with you.
So true.
Yeah. So what is your hidden superpower? And is it the same answer I would get if I asked your sisters?
Huh. My hidden superpower. So I go to this very old school summer camp, and this was my last year being a camper. And when it's your last year, you lead the teams. So there are two teams at camp. There's the red team and the white team. And I was the captain of the red team this year. And basically, I have to coach and lead the team through these different sports. And I'm a music person. I don't, you know, I'm not the most sports involved, but I did my best. And it was one of the greatest, most rewarding experiences of my life. And we ended up winning the cup at the end of the summer. So that's not really a superpower, but that was a moment where I felt like a superhero because it really challenged my abilities and it pushed me out of my comfort zone because I was, you know, doing a new, new thing, and they all put their trust in me. So I definitely felt like a superhero in that moment.
That's cool. Okay. Is there an app on your phone that you can't live without?
Probably GarageBand, because anytime I feel like I always whip out GarageBand just to use the keyboard or to use the like vocal recording setting to figure out harmonies. Like I'll be sitting in a room with my sisters and I'll need to figure out a harmony, and I just pull out GarageBand and I record myself singing the bass harmony, and then I stack up the vocals from there just to see if it sounds right. And it's just very convenient that I can whip out my phone and have every instrument that I need right in front of me.
Yeah, that's very cool. I love GarageBand. That's exactly where I started too. It's come a long way, but you can do pretty much anything you need to do in GarageBand. So I think that's great.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to share with us your website, where people can buy your music, stream your music, your socials, anything that you want to share with the fans?
Sure. My website is I Am Wallis, which is WALLIS. My Instagram handle is currently at I_am_Wallis. And on Spotify, I'm pretty sure if you just look up Wallis, my name should come up. My artist profile should come up. And my two songs that I currently have out are Lonely Christmas and Another Day, if that helps for you to find me. And I'm pretty sure those are all the big ones. All of my handles fall under that category.
Awesome. What is the strangest compliment a fan has ever given you?
When I put out Lonely Christmas, there were a lot of really funny comments because it gained popularity on Reddit. So I feel like all of the funny Redditors came and commented on it. And there was one comment that was like about Mariah Carey and like comparing Lonely Christmas sort of to a Mariah Carey song. I'm trying to remember what the exact quote was, but I thought it was very like, what was it?
The most popular comment it got in the entire, of the thousands of comments that it got was, somewhere Mariah Carey is waking up from a Chardonnay and Vicodin catnap, sensing a disturbance in the force.
Okay.
And yeah, I thought that was funny. I was like, that's so random, but that's really funny.
Yeah. Did it catch you off guard, kind of?
Yeah, I was like, what?
That's so cool. What, last question for you. What do you work on in your free time that's not related to music?
Wait, backtracking. Also, I love Mariah. This is no hate to Mariah. She's a queen. Anyway, my favorite activity that is not music. I really enjoy fashion a lot. I like being experimental with, how I dress and how, my look. And I'm a teenager, so I'm still figuring out what that is. And I think it, like anything, it will evolve over time. But I really do enjoy fashion a lot.
Okay, that's cool. All right. I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It was wonderful. I think our fans are really going to connect with your story, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
You're welcome. So did I. So to all the listeners out there, thank you so much for tuning in. I know your time is special and valuable, and I want to thank you for sharing it with Wallis and I. To anyone out there who's an artist, if you want to be on the Songwriter Show, please just reach out to me. To all the fans and all the artists out there, I hope everyone's unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show. Guys, have a great night. I love you guys.
911, what's your emergency?
Four hijacked airplanes, almost 3,000 people killed, others trapped helpless, the air insane. We never had it that bad, couldn't close our eyes or wish it away. Smoke, metal, fire, flesh, stench, and pain.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.